Hi, everybody. Oh, good, the mic is on. Okay. So this is my book. It's called Usha and the Big Digger. So how many of you have already read this book? Has anyone already read it? Oh, wow, wonderful. Oh, good. I'm glad that there's a lot of people who haven't read it, so they don't know the twist ending. Okay. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the book before I get started so that people can sit down. So one secret about the title is Usha and the Big Digger. So Usha is pronounced Ush, like push, rather than Usha or Usha. And the reason, usually I don't mind too much. If you're reading a book, you can say it how you want to say it. But this was named after my mom. And Usha was her nickname growing up. And it actually means dawn. And her real name is Manjula. But Usha was her nickname because she was born early in the morning. And she used to be a programmer for NASA. And so that's why I named it after her. And also there are three girls in the story, and she was one of three children, three girls. Okay, so Usha and the Big Digger, written by me, Amitha Jagannath Knight, and illustrated by Sandhya Prabhat. So there was another illustrator who, there was an illustrator who did all the beautiful artwork, and that was not me. I wrote the words, okay? All right, so Usha and the Big Digger. So there's the lovely artwork at the beginning that the illustrator did. Okay. Usha loved trucks. She made them bump and roll. Usha loved cartwheels too. If only she could do one. Flippity thump, flippity thump. See her doing, trying to do the cartwheels? Flippity thump, crash. Has everyone got a chance to see this picture? Okay. Flippity thump, crash. Watch out, said her big sister, Aarti. So there's her sister in the corner, Aarti. Sorry, said Usha. Can you teach me to cartwheel?
I'm busy, said Aarti.
I just found the Big Dipper. Has anyone seen the Big Dipper before?
Yeah.
Yeah, a fair number? That's pretty good. What's a dipper? Asked Usha. It's a big spoon, said Aarti. See that box of four stars? Connect the dots to make the scoop. The other three stars make the handle. So you see the scoop and the handle? That's the Big Dipper. Ooh, I see the scoop, shouted Usha. Look out, stars. It's the Big Digger. The tree on the right points to the driver. Beep, beep. No way, said Aarti. The tree is on the left. It points to the dipper's handle. Can't you tell your left from your right? Usha rolled her truck over Aarti's head. Ooh, that's not nice. It's the Big Digger. Why won't you see it? Quit it, snapped Aarti. It's the Big Dipper. Everyone says so. I'm sure none of you have ever gotten into fights with your siblings, right? You would never do this. I don't say so, said Usha. She cartwheeled away. Flippity thump, flippity thump, flippity thump, splat. Oh, poor Usha, she fell down again. the next night, their cousin Gloria arrived. She brought Usha a brand new truck. So one secret is, in one of my earlier drafts of this story, I had Gloria bringing a truck that she made herself, and it was in the words, but the story was way too long, so we cut down a lot of words. So I like to imagine that Gloria made that truck, and I think it looks like she could have made it, right, out of cardboard or something. "Thanks," that Usha said. "Now come outside. I'll show you an even bigger truck." The girls looked up. "See, Gloria? It's the Big Digger," said Usha. "It's still the Big Dipper," Arthi grumbled. "Hmm," said Gloria. "I see." "The Big Kite." "What?" cried Usha and Arthi. "The top four stars are the kite, and the bottom three stars are the tail. Why can't anyone see my Big Digger?" Usha moaned.
"Because it's really the Big Dipper," Arthi groaned.
"Don't you like my kite?" said Gloria.
Usha shouted,
"It's a digger, digger, digger." "It's too loud over here," Arthi said. "Come on, Gloria. Whirly swirl, whirly swirl, whirly swirly whoosh." So another secret about this is this sound here, my daughters helped me come up with that because they used to take gymnastics, and I asked them, "What do you think it sounds like when you do a cartwheel?" And I guess this is the sound they thought it sounded like. Maybe it's like the air rushing past your ears. Usha got mad. Let's see your mad faces. Usha got sad. Can you do a sad face? She wanted to cartwheel too. Flippity thump, oof. Usha looked up. Was that the Big Dipper? What about her truck? Big Digger, where are you? She couldn't see her truck anymore. She tried more cartwheels. Flippity thump. She saw the big kite. Flippity thump. There were all kinds of shapes in the stars. Flippity thump, whump. Finally, there was her Big Digger, safe and sound. "Arthi, Gloria, come back," called Usha. "Lie here and look up." "It is a big kite," said Arthi. "It is a Big Dipper," said Gloria. They scooched again. Arthi and Gloria gasped. "And there's the Big Digger." Yay, they saw it. "What about that one?" Usha asked. Arthi gave Usha a squeeze. "It's you, Usha. And guess what you're doing," said Gloria. "What?" asked Usha. Does anyone have a guess of what she's doing? Yeah. What was your guess? A handstand? That's a good guess too. It does look like that. Flippity thump, flippity thump, flippity whoosh. Ta-da! So that's it. She got the cartwheel with some help from her sister and cousin. And one thing about this book is that they they each saw different shapes in the stars, right? But who was right? Who do you think was right in the end about what it was? They were all right, right? Everybody was right, even though they saw different things and they were sure that they were right. But it turned out everybody was right. So that's the book. All right. Oshan the Big Digger. All right. So I'm just going to show you the spread. So one thing about this book is also a math book. So younger kids, it's actually pretty hard to look at shapes and kind of rotate them in your mind, right? And so this is a skill that a lot of people, some people really need to practice to be able to see things turned around. What did you say? Sometimes they need glasses. So this is not something that you need glasses for. It's something that you kind of have to get your brain to learn to be able to rotate shapes. Yeah, so it's about literally seeing things from different perspectives, but it's also about seeing things in other people's points of view. Okay? All right, so what we're gonna do now is we're gonna do a craft, okay? And I'm gonna ask for my kids to come and help a little bit. All right. So, when I was writing this book, I came up with all kinds of shapes. And my kids here have some handouts for everyone and some markers, washable markers. And you're just gonna take one piece of paper and a marker of any color. It doesn't matter what color it is, okay? So you get what you get. Don't get upset if someone else takes your color, all right? And meanwhile, I'm going to demonstrate the craft on the board. Okay. So for the very little ones, just go ahead and color. For those of you who are a little bit older, I'm going to tell you what to do, okay? So you're going to take your Big Dipper dots and you're going to rotate it. You're going to turn it around and see what you see. Okay? So I'm going to put it upside down. You want one too? Okay. These are my daughters, Ruku and Sona. Okay. So I'm going to draw mine. And I'm not going to be too worried about it being exact. Because art is meant to be fun, right? Okay. Marker, okay. So now I'm going to connect the dots and see what I see. That's wonderful. Okay, so I'm gonna draw mine and then we'll go around and we can share some of ours, okay? Okay, so let's see. I'm gonna connect like this. Actually, let me get a different color. Yes, for the book, I only did straight lines, but you can do whatever you want. What do you think it looks like? I heard someone say a balloon. Yeah, I think it looks like a balloon. Yay, I made. The big balloon. How do you spell balloon? Oh, well, perhaps it's incorrect, but that's That's okay. All right. Okay. Is everyone having fun drawing? All right. Is anyone finished with their drawing? Does anyone want to share what they made? You don't have to share. That's okay. Okay. Does anyone want to share with everyone what they made? It's a balloon. Yeah. Or maybe, here's another idea. Maybe it's one of those bubble blowers. Right? Like you blow the bubbles and they go that way. So you can see I'm not the illustrator for the book. But that's okay. We can have fun drawing. Wonderful. I see lots of creative things. What did you make? Oh, a person. I love that. And what did you make? Lots of drawings. I like that. It looks like maybe a hook. What do you think it looks like? Or maybe a shopping cart? Yeah, you just followed your heart and you drew something. That's good too. That's nice. Wonderful. What did you make? Ooh, look at that. I love that. You did a really good job connecting those. Was it hard to connect the dots? It was hard, yeah? It's good to get practice, yeah. All right. Aww. All right, my husband James is passing out a few more handouts if you want another one. Oh, thank you, yes. If you're done, if you could return the markers, that's great, so I can use that next time. What did you make? Not sure? Okay. Hi. Does anyone have any questions for me about the book or about writing? Do any of you make stories? Do any of you write stories yourself or draw? Do you like to draw? Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yes. Well, originally, Gloria's kite. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, this is so wonderful. Gloria's kite was a kitty kite and had a cat on it. That was something I cut out. But there were a lot of drafts. In one draft, there was a birthday party, and that's why Gloria came over. Beautiful. That is so wonderful. Yeah, so I actually, it's difficult to tell with picture books, but there were a lot of drafts. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Oh, will you put the markers back in there? Thank you, hon. All right. Are there any more questions from the grown-ups or the kids? No. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Oops. A bird, okay.
Are Are you done?
Lovely. Thank you.
What did you draw?
Did you do coloring? Thank you. So what did you make? Ooh, very pretty. I like that. Nice coloring.
Ooh.
Thank you. You can keep your drawing. Do you want me to keep it, though? Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
I just have a little bit of unfortunate news.
Okay.
Because the time was switched, the bookstore was planning on bringing your books over this afternoon.
Okay.
And you're not here now.
Okay.
Apologies. But the bookstore did say that they'll take orders for the book. I just won't get your autograph.
Okay.
Is there a way we can...
Well, I have bookmarks that I brought. I forgot. I just remembered that. I meant to hand those out.
So we'll do that.
Yeah, I can sign bookmarks. Yeah, I brought a bunch of these. Okay.